This episode originally aired as a YouTube video. Welcome to Relationship RX Podcast, your prescription for all relationship pain points. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I use my 20 years experience as a psychiatrist to give you actionable tips and strategies you can implement today to create the relationships you deserve.
Laura Dabney with you this month, talking about how to spice up your sex life or love life, intimacy life, whatever it is. In the first week, I talked to you about hidden drains on your intimacy. In the second week, we talked about how to spice up your marriage or relationship, which in turn will spice up your love life. And then last week, we talked about so-called solutions that are actually hurting your love life or intimacy. This week, I want to talk to you a little bit about surprising solutions, maybe a couple of things you haven't thought of to spice up your sex life. And to start with, a lot of times when people come to me and they're frustrated with their sex life, it's a lot of what to do. A lot of trying new things, people making all these different changes, and that's okay. But if it's not working, you might want to talk a little bit more. It seems sort of counterintuitive, like we want to have more sex, not talk more. But talking, as I always say, if you can open up a special kind of talking, not just routine talking, but opening up about what's working in your sex life. Okay? A little bit more flirting, a little bit more celebratory talk. For instance, you know, I really never told you I like this a lot. Remember when you started doing that? This is why I like it. Gee, it'd be kind of fun if it moved into this. That kind of talk can be a little bit less burdensome. People keep talking about, well, we've got to fix and it's not right. That can grow old. You can really kind of lose your focus on something like that. It's like doing homework. Remember, homework was really fun in the beginning, kindergarten, and then it's like, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. Right? So talk a little bit more about what works and what has worked. It's a little bit more joyful. You might be surprised how that impacts your sex life. Okay, then we want to talk about sort of symbolically or taking your sex life out of the bedroom a little bit. For instance, bringing pornography in the bedroom. I'm taking it out because I'm looking at sex outside the bedroom. That can do a surprisingly huge change on your setting and thus your intimacy. It can open you up. It can give you new ideas. Increase the excitement. You can do that with a video or with reading. Maybe having phone sex. You know, if your partner travels or is away, consider having phone sex. It's a different way of having sex or having intimacy. These are things you may not have thought of, maybe a little bit outside the norm, but maybe helpful. Okay, and last we want to talk about consider abstaining. I think it's so funny when my patients would go, oh my God, that's all we're doing. It's not exciting. But if you make a decision together, like even put it on the calendar, okay, we're going to refuse no matter what to have sex until this trip on this date. Make it a couple weeks out or a few weeks out. I was about to say abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. Abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. Think about it. It's a psychological thing where if we put something out of reach, start thinking about it more. It becomes more exciting, more desirous. Right? So go ahead and put your sex life off limits and see if that doesn't make things a little bit more exciting for you. Okay. Please let me know. I always love feedback. And of course, if you have any problems at all, we are here for you. 757-340-8800. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship RX Podcast. Join us next time for more action items to improve your relationships. For more information and help, please visit relationship-rx.com or call me at 757-340-8800. 340-8800. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under Laura Dabney, MD.